Hey everybody, do you know what's about to happen? I do.
It's a Tiny Tight Show, what you know about pro wrestling. Tune in, get a lesson in, a little MMA, got a question, throw it our way, a suggestion. Listen to the podcast, with some bomb gas, RVD, no he won't pass. Makes me so mad when Big Show sad. I just can't believe the acting, it's the last thing I wanna see. But Mae Young fasting, crashing through a table, you're overreacting, not another stable. Tiny Tight Show, move not, don't give a fuck, Crispin Wong. I'm Zach Selleck, Mike Batchelor, start the show, brother.
We are live. It's the Tiny Tight Show once again for the week of September 25th.
It's been a while. What month is it?
I think I'm still drunk from Ring of Honor. Maybe?
That was a long time ago. Are you sure?
I haven't stopped actually drinking since Ring of Honor, so.
Okay, so which month is it? We don't know.
September.
Okay.
Yes. Right. I am one half of your tag team champions, Mike Batchelor, joined with me as always, my tag team partner.
Hi, guys. I'm back. I'm here again. I'm Zach.
So, Mike Batchelor, a.k.a. Multiverse Hoot, because I am now representing the Bullet Club.
I'm Luke Gallows, stunt double. So, really, I'm your stunt double tonight.
Yes.
Right? If you're part of the Bullet Club, I'm your stunt double.
So you're just going to start like mimicking me like Damian Sandow and Miz every week, which is probably one of the funniest things on TV. Shall we start there?
You just want to get right into it there. That's how you want to start the show?
Yes!
Damian Mizdow?
Yes!
Fantastic. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We on the Tiny Tight Show, your favorite show about pro wrestling and MMA.
Yeah, we didn't even get into that. We'll get into the Damian Mizdow right after like the little intro about ourselves. So we
Zach,
do...
what is the Tiny Tight Show?
What isn't the Tiny Tight Show? The Tiny Tight Show is your wildest dreams come true.
It's no pressure. No pressure.
Why would there be pressure? It's totally true. 100% true. Accurate. Well, it's pro wrestling at its finest. We just really shoot the shit. We talk about the happenings of the past week or few weeks or month or...
Depending whenever we feel like recording the show because it's on a schedule whenever the hell it's out.
Yeah, well, that's what. Tiny Tights, it's Year of the Tights. Guess what, guys? Sit back, relax, enjoy the show.
Because, you know, sometimes when we haven't had a show, it's because the tights aren't fitting and we got to lose some weight.
Yeah, I hope everyone gets why we call it the Tiny Tight Show, because we are obsessed with, like, well, let me put it this way. You can't make it to the top unless you wear the tiny tights.
That's right.
You can't be champ unless you don the Lua Mutandos, as my Italian girlfriend would say.
The Lua Mutandos? Is that what your alter ego wears? The Lua Mutandos?
The Lua Mutandos.
Goddamn Leroy De La Rosa. My Lua Mutandos have been riding up like a son of a bitch. I'm kind of chafed right now, but...
Yeah, so we also have a little few characters we do on the show. I don't do the voice as well as Mike, as Mr. Bachelor, as Batch.
Zach's a straight man. Zach's a straight man to my silly ass.
You got Leroy De La Rosa. And
you're goddamn right.
For some reason, has a Spanish name, but he's as redneck as it can be.
I'm from northern Mexico, thank you. Texar, 15-time Texarkana Mexican champion.
I'm his riding partner, Chad Santana, also from northern Mexico with a completely Caucasian accent.
So they won't let me drive anymore. That's why I got Chad Santana here to drive.
Yeah, so we're just like veteran workers, North Mexico, South Texas, riding around like the working man.
You know, this is the farthest that this bit has ever gone.
Hey, you ruined it. What are you doing? Come on.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what we're about. We're just really about wrestling in its lightest form. And so now we have to start the show with Damian Mizdow. Sandow.
Oh, yes. We've been a fan on this show of ever since Miz started coming back and looking like Johnny Cage, the movie star.
Loving it. I like the new little intro they added. So, quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. I like that. So,
I just got a note from our producer that my eyebrows are actually looking very good. So,
oh, very nice.
A little distraction. Our yeah, new producer we have.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yes. It's, I'm getting some notes.
Okay. You're very animated with those brows. So now I'm paying attention to them. Like, way too much. I'm paying attention to the eyebrows. So
the people's eyebrow.
If you're listening to this on podcast, you can check us out on YouTube and check out Bachelor, a.k.a. Leroy De La Rosa's.
I don't know what you're talking about. My eyebrows are pretty manly looking right now.
Check us out on YouTube, and you'll know what we're talking about here.
Told you, I haven't stopped drinking since running around. We're talking Damian Sandow. We're talking The Miz.
We like it. We like The Miz since he's come back with this Hollywood gimmick. We like it. I like it. You like it. Do you like it?
Hated the jacket the first night, but now that he's got Damian Sandow as his stunt double, wearing the exact same jacket and imitating his every single move, it's hilarious.
I noticed that, like, on Main Event, they had to cut Damian Sandow out of the scene, but he was, like, trying so hard to get into the shot, but he was doing a fantastic job at it. So I don't know why the director was trying to cut it out. That's, like, the best part of the whole gimmick right now.
My favorite part is even when, like, Miz is in pain when he's selling, Sandow just lays next to him and starts selling as well.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. I've seen that a couple of times now. Out on the outside, right? Against the barrier.
Yeah, exactly. And, Miz won the Intercontinental title at Night of Champions. Literally, like, Sandow was there clutching nothing but in the same position.
And he brought out, like, a little belt this week, or was it?
Yeah, he got, like, a Fisher-Price belt, like, IC Championship.
Yeah.
I got a feeling that Dolph Ziggler's stunt double, it should have been Zack Ryder. It's funny with truth, but come on, that could have been a good spot for Ryder, to get Ryder back on TV.
Well, it was weird seeing, what I noticed about that was, it was weird seeing R-Truth with
the tiny tights.
Almost tiny tights. Yeah, he had the Ziggler. He must have felt a little uncomfortable, because I've never seen him wear anything like that. Have you?
Yeah, his moose knuckles were almost hanging out there.
Yeah, and so what happened? Ziggler had the title, and then Miz won it, and now Ziggler won it back at Night of Champions. Is this a sequence of events?
No, so Ziggler was champion. Miz won it at Night of Champions. Ziggler won it back the next night on Raw.
Okay, explain this to me. Explain the logic. You're the booker. Explain the logic behind that.
I'm Booker T. Well, shucky ducky, quack, quack. That's my worst ducker. I don't know. I don't understand, like, why hotshot it to Miz and hotshot it back to Dolph. I don't understand that.
Give me something. Give me some sort of explanation.
Maybe they're just going to get a rivalry and just keep trading it back and forth and back and forth till it leads to a ladder match.
Yeah. I'm not sure. My thinking is it's for $9.99, you can get into the network, right?
Oh, so, shit.
Yeah, so maybe just because I think we've seen a few quick title changes for the network. The network's sake, I think that
you mean the network that's $9.99, right?
I forget. I'm absent-minded, and I usually forget how much it costs.
Unless it's Canada, then fuck you, Rogers.
It's $12.
And it's not even the real network, so just VPN. Sorry, what was that? Too sweet.
All right, so. Let's both agree that we like where this is going. We've been enjoying Damian Sandow. Not really sure why the quick title changes, other than maybe it's for the WWE Network and just having people tune in, and so there's can't miss TV, can't miss television.
Mm.
I don't know. Okay, you gotta put that thing away and pay attention to the show, okay?
Sorry, I got notes from our producer here.
Okay, we're live, okay?
We're live. There is no post-production on this show. Well, there is, but We never do it. So what else happened at Night of Champions? We got new face paint for our new tag team champions of Goldust and Stardust.
Did they keep that up, though? Did they keep that up on Raw?
Yeah, they did.
They did? Okay.
It's like some kind of – initially, I'm like, wow, that's kind of racist. Goldust is in blackface, but then he turned it, and it was all like flames over.
No, I did – I thought it was really good on Night of Champions, and I saw Raw, but I just don't remember if it was the same. I don't know. But, yeah, that was good. It was cool.
Continues the rivalry between the what do they call it? Are they just calling Goldust and Stardust, or
it's Gold and Stardust? That's Gold, what
Golden, yeah, Golden Stardust. Okay.
Yeah.
So they finally completed their quest for the cosmic key of the tag team champions.
I like it. I like. I was tired of the Usos. I think they had a good run, but I was a little tired of them. But what I find funny was that I've never seen them cut like a really good promo, or one of them. I thought one of them could talk and one of them can't. But all of a sudden, I was watching Main Event and they cut like this amazing promo. Like they just done like a whole bunch of drugs and they're really hyper, and they cut this awesome promo and whatever they were.
They've been hanging out with Mojo Riley too much. They're getting hyped.
Yeah, possibly, but or maybe. X-Pac or Kevin Nash or brought in some cocaine, but no, I don't know. But it's funny because as champions, I never saw them even like I haven't seen a good promo, and then all of a sudden they lose the titles and they cut this amazing promo. So maybe it's I don't know if it's a coincidence or not.
A lot of good stuff actually happens on Main Event, not including Adam Rose and the Bunny, but Slater Gator is freaking gold. Speaking of tag teams in WWE. Heath Slater, yeah, Titus Reigns.
This show starts off backwards, okay? We talk about Main Event, and then we talk about Miz, and then we talked about the things go up.
But that's what makes a show work, because we talk about whatever we're passionate about. Okay, we got to talk about this.
Yeah, it's flow, right? And yeah, we're excited about what we're talking about. That's all that matters.
So I think everyone pretty much realizes that Justin Gabriel is the Bunny.
Who? I didn't realize that. You're saying that, or you're saying the internet wrestling community says that?
Yeah, the IWC, and they've got the pictures up of like Justin Gabriel hitting his spin kick and the rabbit doing that spin kick, and I don't know.
Oh, someone actually went to those lengths to like Photoshop the picture at this. Wow.
Who is the guy in the bunny suit? We have to know.
But they could just keep changing it, right? And then just screwing people up. So
I want them to keep changing. I want, like, next week for Great Khali to be this massive bunny.
that would be really funny. I think you said that one of the last shows.
Yeah. But, no, I think that'd be a good idea. Pretty much, yeah, I assume the Ascension's going to be making up the main roster soon because they lost the tag titles to the Lucha Dragons of Sin Cara Dos, a.k.a. Hunico, and Kalisto. Mm-hmm. That was a great match on Fallout.
Definitely a fantastic match for sure. So, obviously, yeah, I agree with you. So, they're going to get called up. They had their time down at NXT. I don't know if I think I'd rather have the guy from TNA. What's his face?
Bram.
And then the other guy with that weird hairline. What do you think?
Rick Victor?
Yeah, that guy's hairline is a little freaking me out.
Yeah, it's like up here, and just shave your head.
Yeah, so I think I'd rather the Bram guy, but I don't like that name, Bram. What was his name before? Kenneth or
something? Luke? I don't even remember his name. I just remember the cool ass promos they were doing.
Yeah. So too bad. What did he get, a DUI or something like that?
Pretty much, and then he was wished his best on his future endeavors.
Yeah.
Then he got stuck in TNA.
So is there anything we could finish in a Main Event? So we're starting from the bottom now we're here.
Yeah. So what else has been going on? In the end, I'm going by beginning of the show, mid-card, and then we're heading our way up.
Yeah, for sure.
What else has been interesting? I guess the Bray Wyatt-Chris Jericho feud is now over.
Oh, man, that's old news. Like, Jericho face Orton at Night of Champions.
Yeah.
So like, where have you been, man?
We haven't done a show since the cage match.
Don't blame it on that.
I do like Chris Jericho, that match, that cage match on Raw with Bray Wyatt. Jericho basically did the what's called the flying fuck it. Then Seth Rollins up the flying fuck it with a flying what's it later on in that show.
I don't know why Rollins did that. It kind of killed both moments, I thought.
Yeah, you only need one dive off the cage. You don't need two in one show.
No, that was Rollins being a little selfish, in my opinion. But Ambrose is back, so yes. Talk about like current news, Bachelor. Because have you watched the shirt?
You got a fear of the mullet. So yeah,
fear of the mullet. For those on the podcast, go to the YouTube.
Yes, Teddy Tight Show at YouTube.com or YouTube, whatever you know. So you know. There's some ice cube for you.
Okay, so Jericho is now gone. So Randy Orton and Seth Rollins are in this authority group, and now they're kind of protecting Seth Rollins because he's got the Money in the Bank, and they're protecting Seth Rollins from Dean Ambrose, who came back. Because, at Night of Champions.
Because Roman Reigns got a hernia and he's out for a few months, which you got to think Triple H was thinking, fuck, because they were going to push him to the fucking moon. So that all changes.
I think that's probably a good thing for everybody, because if they did push him, it probably would have failed. And you got to put Dean Ambrose in a bigger spotlight now because in his absence, and I think Dean Ambrose can handle it. So I think everyone will be better off. I think because of this.
You might want to move your camera up a bit, bro. There you go. Now I can see you now. You're not just glasses and nose. Dean Ambrose is easily the next Stone Cold Steve Austin.
For sure. He was on back to Main Event and Miz, but he was on he talked to Miz on Main Event. And he was pretty funny. He was just kind of like short answering Miz and being a little sarcastic, and yeah, it was pretty funny.
Well, after like Monday on Raw, like when he got carried around and locked in the room, I'm like, okay, he's in that vent right now. He's not in that room.
Oh yeah, that's what he said. He's like, Miz is like, give me the scoop. He's like, how did you get out? And Ambrose is like, there was a back door. He's like, there was a second door. You put me in a room with two doors. You locked the first one. I'm just going to go out the back door.
I pictured him to be like Judge Reinhold in Breakfast Club going through the vents like John Bender.
Oh, that'd be kind of funny, yeah. Yeah. So when he showed up at Night of Champions, when he got out of the cab, I liked how JBL was like, he didn't pay his cab ride. I thought that's funny. And then I saw it on one of the tweets, and it just cracked me up that someone else made the same observation as me.
That was funny. Well, at least now we all know the answer. What's in the box? Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
I was expecting a bigger laugh on that, so let's move on.
You want to just go... You got anything more to talk about Ambrose?
Rollins,
do you like where it's going with this?
I like where it's going. They can stall a bit. They were pushing Roman Reigns a bit too hard. I think the fans could have got sick of him, but now it'll be a big deal when he actually makes his comeback.
I think Rollins has been making... I didn't know how well he would do by himself on the mic, and I think he's really held his own.
Yeah.
I think he's believable. I don't think he comes off fake on the mic. I think, especially like as a bad guy, like this, it's not an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. To be believable.
I really think they should change his look from like the SWAT team X-Men vest to like the biker cut. They should do like a biker cut with him to make him just like even more badass, and put Hounds of Justice in the back, and put the Usos with him as like a Samoan biker gang.
Yeah, I don't like that idea, no.
No? Okay.
I don't really like his attire, but I'm not sure if that was the right solution or not. I don't know. But I don't really like his attire either.
Can we breathe a collective sigh of relief that Brock Lesnar is still World Heavyweight Champion right now after Night of Champions?
Oh, absolutely. So, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm glad that happened, obviously. And it does set up a situation where Brock Lesnar can continue being champion and still have that prestige, but Cena and Rollins can like have a feud on all the house cards and everything for the next couple of months and making the next circuit. So I think it was smart. Smart move.
I think what now they should do is they should really start lining everyone up for Lesnar. So Cesaro, Sheamus, like babyface after babyface.
I don't think Cesaro is a babyface.
Or just like challenger after challenger. Like they won't beat Lesnar, but they'll take him to the limit because it's gonna work out beneficial for both people.
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually don't know who's going to be next after Cena. You think Cena's going to – they're going to have one more fight at the next pay-per-view?
Oh, obviously. It'd be like that'll be their end blow-off match at the Hell in a Cell.
So they have one more. And then who's next? You think Sheamus. You say Cesaro. But I don't know. It's possible, but there's no for sure. There's no definite.
Big Show.
We already saw it.
But no, like Big Show never got his payback from all those chair shots that Lesnar took him out with.
That's possible, yeah. I don't see it, but
Mark Henry needs to get beat up again.
Yeah, don't want to see that either.
Maybe Jack Swagger feels froggy.
Yeah, the only person I want to see is Daniel Bryan, or. Well, I don't think Ambrose or Rollins are ready yet. Maybe in a little bit.
Do we see Bray Wyatt Lesnar?
He seems to be taking the back seat lately. I don't know where he's been.
Maybe they're just prepping a full tilt face turn with him.
It's possible. That'd be an interesting match, but I think that the way that they've treated Bray Wyatt recently doesn't obviously build him up to be a contender for Lesnar because he's been losing.
Hmm. Who's to say? I'm not too sure.
Exactly. So there's no for sure. There's no definite next person after Cena, and unless Daniel Bryan comes back from injury. So.
Yeah, and I think that they'll build that to WrestleMania.
Yeah, maybe The Rock. I don't know.
Hogan, one but more run, brother.
Match. Yeah. Hogan? Oh, man. He would... I hope he, like, killed Hogan in the ring.
17 suplexes.
Breaks his back. Oh! Just squeezes him.
Mark Henry's an embarrassment because he cried like a bitch and lost to Rusev at Night of Champions.
I like what Mark Henry's been doing. Remember that one promo where he fooled everyone? He had the pink suit on.
Yes, yeah, when he was his retirement promo. Yeah, that was awesome.
That was fantastic. And we're like, why don't we see this more often? Why don't we see this caliber of a promo from Mark Henry more often? And it's another, I thought it was like he's been doing a little bit of good work recently. I think he's been pulling out a few gems like that. Not quite to that level, but quite similar.
Yeah. And I think all of it does, it just builds Rusev up to Cena. I think we're going to see Rusev versus Cena real soon.
I don't know. I'm still not buying Rusev. I don't know. Maybe it's just a smart fan of me.
Yeah.
But I'm still not buying him for some reason.
You're not buying it. You're not buying what he's selling.
Not yet for some reason. I think I would have liked to seen him face Alberto Del Rio first. I don't.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Oh, we got some breaking news on the Tiny Tight Show.
What's that?
Prince Devitt's NXT slave name has been revealed.
Ooh, interesting. What is it?
Finn Balor.
What? How do you spell that?
FINNBALOR.
Balor?
Finn Balor. Oh, Faith of my God, I'm Finn Balor, I'm a leprechaun.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Finn Balor. I usually don't like all the when I first hear it, but that one seems especially bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's unless they go let him do the full as a gimmick where he's doing like the face paint every week, because then he's like in the artist Finn Balor. That could work. I don't know. Just the name on its own. You got to see the persona. You got to see the character. You got to see what they're kind of doing
with it. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, but it's just. I don't see that as like I always try to picture like the main event marquee, like Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold versus The Rock, Finn Balor versus
yes,
I don't know,
Steen Kevinson.
do we know if he's keeping his name or not?
He should. Like what they should do with Kevin Steen, he's the rebel. He's the one guy that won't change his name. He's a pain in the ass. Have him feud with Regal, have him feud with Triple H, and just raise hell like Kevin Steen does.
I like that idea. I agree. I don't know. I doubt it will happen, though.
And just say he's not going to be a little bitch that like Sami Zayn is. But I do like...
You think Sami's a bitch?
Well, they could paint that because Sammy changed. He didn't. He took off the mask and changed his name. Like Kevin won't wuss out. Like or I don't know. I could see that working for like that angle, especially on NXT.
Yeah, it's a reality era. I don't see why not.
Reality era. I do like all these photos that they're leaking of the group of Devitt. Because I won't call him Finn Balor. I'm sorry. I'm Bullet Club. He's Bullet Club, so he's not Finn Balor to me, damn it. He's always Prince Devitt. Of Steen, Devitt, Kenta, Neville, and Zayn. That's a faction. There you go.
Yeah, they're talking about that, like the new generation.
Yeah. Oh, what do you think of Kenta's debut on NXT?
Who did he face again? Remind me.
The Ascension got in his face.
Oh, that's right. It's a Hideo Itami.
Hideo Itami.
Yeah.
He's scratching balls.
No, it was pretty cool. It was a little while ago. I can't remember exactly what happened with. But yeah. So what else happened? NXT's been good. I forget what's happened though.
Charlotte's been tearing it up.
Charlotte's been really amazing. She got this like natural like ring charisma. It's great.
Yeah, like she's much better worker than her brother.
Oh, and those are dark days. Did you happen to watch any of the latest Monday Night War with ECW?
I haven't watched that one yet, but I've actually been watching the Monday Night Wars. That's a goddamn good show.
Amazing show. Which one did you? Watch which one?
I watched the NWO one. I watched the Attitude Era. Mm-hmm. I watched the Shawn and Bret one.
Mm-hmm, that was good. The ECW fashion one. You're gonna love it, man, because like that was your jam.
That's my shit right there. I'm a Paul Heyman guy, old school.
Yeah, you're gonna say something else. So go on, keep going.
The thing I like most about the Monday Night Wars. It's all real. Everything that's happened there actually physically happened.
Yeah, and it's so nice because it's like a documentary feel the way that the show is presented. So there's nothing kind of being hidden, and they bring back interviews with like obscure wrestlers and stuff. They're just some obscure wrestler. Like and Mikey Whipwreck was in the in last night's ECW. And Mikey Whipwreck was like in an interview, sit down interview with him.
Nice. And motherfucking Keith David's narrating it. That's awesome.
I don't know voice actor.
Oh, name. He's a famous actor. Like, you've seen They Live, right?
They Live?
Yeah, the one with Piper.
No.
Okay. He was in Something About Mary.
Oh, okay.
He was the dad, the black guy. Twiggy Bears. That's Keith David. He's narrating this.
Cool. You know some obscure things. I thought I know some obscure things, but you know way more obscure things than me.
Well, that's why I'm Moldy Bruce Hoot, man. I gotta know all pop culture motherfucking shit. God damn. Too sweet on my pop culture knowledge. Too sweet. Leave me hanging.
It's interesting because they're my favorite part about the ECW episode. I know you haven't seen it, but I just want to tell the listener or listeners my favorite part of the episode was when they're talking about WCW taking or stealing talent from ECW, where like the Benoit, not Benoit, oh Benoit obviously, but they focus more on the Eddie Guerrero and Dean Malenko. And I didn't watch ECW at the time, so I didn't really understand how big that Dean Malenko Eddie Guerrero feud was.
Oh yeah, man. There would be no them in WCW if it was not for that feud.
And how those wrestlers really did care, entertain and carry the show, like for a majority of the winning streak. Like that's some talented wrestling, like underappreciated wrestling stars, like on the undercard of those shows for sure.
Absolutely. Like you look at all the guys that went through, like Jericho, Conan, Rey
Yeah,
Mysterios,
Benoit, Rey
Benoit,
Mysterio.
Psicosis, Juventud Guerrera.
Yeah, even up to Mike Awesome. Like,
Awesome was awesome.
but then you think of all the talent that went to WWE too. So you have the Dudley Boys, and obviously they came from WCW first, but you got like Austin and Mankind kind of refined their promo skills down there too.
Yeah, then Raven and Taz and Homicide and Joel and Cabana. Oh, we'll get to Homicide later because he's actually King of Trios this year when we recap what happened there.
Cool,
So,
yeah.
anything else you want to say about WWE before we move on to our Ring of Honor experience? Because we haven't recorded since we went to ROH.
No, not that I can think of.
So a few weeks ago, Zach Selleck, myself, my Multiverse 5 co-host James Simpson, and friend of the show Dave Mather, went to Toronto to Ring of Honor All-Star Extravaganza at the Maple Leaf Gardens. I don't know what they call it now. It's always Maple Leaf Gardens.
Yeah, Maple Leaf Gardens, Mattamy Athletic Center, Mattamy,
Matinee. It's a matinee center.
Mattamy.
And I don't remember much of the show. I'm not usually a big drinker, and I'll be honest, ladies and gentlemen, there may have been a few beverages there.
It was nice. They're only like 550 for like a can of Heineken, so that was
Yeah,
pretty
I think
dope.
anytime it's in the Matinee Center that we're just gonna do general admission for now because we had a much better time.
I got general admission and I still just walked down. I was right on the ramp the whole time. It was fun.
Halfway through the show, when it was AJ versus Adam Cole, I'm like, where the fuck is Zach and Dave? And I look down and they're friggin' in the corner.
We're just banging on. Like there's no one like usually at the Ted Reeve Arena there's people like everywhere down there, and in the corners you can't stand, but here there's no one standing, so we just kind of went wherever we went wanted to go. I stood by the entrance a lot of the time and I was like right in the wrestler's face.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. I got to talk about this. So I'm like, oh, there's Zach and Dave. So I took a photo, and then what? 5 minutes later, I just see this chair go flying at ringside.
No, there is this guy behind us who wanted to jump into the ring or something, and Dave was trying to convince this guy to jump into the ring, and he's like, "Just do it, man, just do it." Dave is like to the guy, "Just do it, man, just do it. Jump in the ring, just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it." And the guy picks up there's a chair, and he like chucks the chair. And then he gets away with it. The one of the ring crew comes, puts it back. Guy does it again. He gets away with it again. Guy tries to get away with it a third time, gets kicked out. I don't know what possessed him to do it one time, let alone three times. I don't know why he wanted to jump in the ring, but
that would be Dave.
No, I think you wanted to do it before Dave was egging him on, but Dave was definitely egging him on. So he didn't tell him to throw the chair, though. Dave did not tell him to throw the chair.
So, but,
yeah, so you saw the chair go flying. Did you think it was one of us?
I had no idea what it was. I'm like, that's weird. That's a chair. Then when they finally make their way back and Dave's telling me, I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, so then I just had like the restless legs, and I was, so I went and was standing by the entrance, and all the wrestlers were coming out, and I was like right in their face, chirping them, blah, blah, blah. But Mark Briscoe came out and walked by me, and he knocked my beer.
Son of a bitch.
Like my hand was in the way, but he knocked my beer on the ground right in, like, made a puddle where all the, like, right at the bottom of the ramp. So where the wrestlers come down, there's a big puddle of beer now. And I'm going to go to the washroom. I go talk to these guys or something. I come back, and the puddle of beer is turned into a prop for the crowd. Everyone on the other side of the gate is like, as soon as the wrestler comes out, they're like, "Oh, watch out for the beer! The beer, the beer, the beer! Watch out for the puddle, the beer!" And then I get into it, and like, you can watch like the second half of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, you're right there. Like,
I'm right there. And every time you can see the wrestlers look down because I'm like, they're constantly looking down. There's a good shot at Jay Lethal. I'm like, "Watch out for the beer, Jay Lethal." And he looks at me just like stone cold, looks down, and just keeps on walking. It was pretty funny. That was a good time, though.
Big props to that. Because I was on camera the whole fucking last show. So you're on camera for this show. So this is now, we got to get some Tiny Tight Show signs or something like that.
Yeah, we need more of a identifier. Yeah, identifier. Like, "Hey, this is me."
We'll get some
T-shirts. We should get a sign that says, "You says Batch" with an arrow pointing down, and then mine says "Pie" with an arrow pointing down.
Yeah. We'll work on it, because they're coming back in May, which sucks because that's next year, but we got Tim to plant something.
They don't come at the snow time. They don't come. They just come. October and May is when they come.
So you're wearing your Michael Elgin T-shirt.
Fear the mullet. He doesn't have the mullet anymore.
Doesn't have his title anymore either.
Doesn't have his title anymore. Surprisingly lost it at the show we were at.
In Toronto. He loses it in his hometown to Jay Briscoe, and nobody saw that coming.
Oh my God. I this guy behind me, it was like the shocked Undertaker guy. Like,
What do you mean?
Jaw dropped, and I had trouble paying attention to what was going on because I was so like captivated by this guy's reaction. This guy was so shocked. I could not help but stare at this guy while he was like going through whatever he had to go through.
That's bullshit. Michael Elgin can't lose in Toronto. This is Canada.
He's black. Yeah.
Yeah, so that happened. Main event was Young Bucks versus Red Dragon 2 out of 3 falls. That was a great match.
Oh, man. That was fantastic, man. I rewatched the pay-per-view again, obviously to see myself, but all the matches were great, too.
Yeah. What do you think of Moose and Artie Evans keeping the streak alive?
I don't mind comedy acts, but obviously Moose has some maturing to do in the ring because he's... Yeah. Unskilled,
very green as
a very show. Green, yeah.
Yeah, so overall, good show.
Yeah, what I remember too. And was there any other little adventures? Yeah, I was down there the whole time. You guys were just sitting there the whole time, weren't you?
I was just enjoying being able to see the fucking show for once.
I don't think there was any other little adventures from that night.
Besides Dave yelling "fucker in the pussy" out the window to pretty much anybody and anything.
No, he did everything. He did it at the show too, and like loud, very loud.
I could have sworn I heard him when Maria and Bennett were in the ring. "Fucker in the pussy." That's my Dave.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Let's move on to Total Divas, since you are our Total Divas correspondent.
Mm-hmm. So,
bring us up to speed.
Brie is taking time off to help Daniel Bryan recover from surgery, and they're worried about their future, so they want to look into buying a bed and breakfast. But they don't have the money for it, so Brie asked Nikki Bella for a loan from John Cena without telling Daniel Bryan. Nikki asked John. John asked Daniel Bryan about it. He doesn't know anything, gets pissed at Brie because she went behind his back and asked for a loan.
Drama!
I said that pretty well. I was pretty, that was pretty clear.
You got 5 stars on that one.
Yeah. And Summer Rae's back, and Natty doesn't like her, and they got into a fight in the car. Rosa Mendez got a boob job, lost some 20 pounds, probably something to do with her face, too. She looks like she got something done. Looks a little weird.
Like, looks like she got hit in the face with a shovel, or...
I don't know. I don't know what happened to her. She must have got something done with her face, yeah, as well as her boobs. I don't know why people have feel like they need to get boob jobs. It's 2014, people. Like, we all... I don't know. I think the tide is turning the other direction. I don't think people really like... Maybe if you want to feel better about yourself, I don't know. I'll say that. But I, as a guy, I don't care.
As a different opinion, I like some goddamn boobies. I will say that. Leroy approves of Rose's boob job. Let's just put it over there.
I got a feeling eventually. Chad
Santana. Chad. Oh shit! Chad's keeping it real again. We'll be here all goddamn night.
If I'm on beach.com, I'm gonna see some fakes or some reels. I'm gonna pick the reels.
That's this has been Chad keeping it real.
Not fake.
Yeah, so that's Total Divas.
That's Total Divas, yeah.
I still may or may not have watched that last episode, so. I remember Natty kicking Summer Rae out of the car. That's the only thing I kind of remember.
Total Divas in a nut.
In a nut. Busted a nut. Total Divas busting a nut.
It Total Divas in a nut minus a shell.
Working on it. So this last weekend was Shikara's King of Trios, their big annual tournament right now. Big six-man tag tournament. I have only seen the first night as of this viewing. It was a three-night tournament, and it was pretty funny because Sean Waltman, a.k.a. X-Pac, was doing commentary with Mike Quackenbush for the first, like, three matches.
And you didn't like it.
Oh, Sean Waltman should not be doing commentary with Mike Quackenbush for the first
time. I could have told you that before it happened.
The action was going so fast that he couldn't keep up with it. Ah, that's a good arm drag there, Mike.
I didn't even see it. I'm laughing for some reason. I don't know why I'm laughing.
It's funny because, like, the one six-man tag of the Block Party, the Eastern European wrestlers, the one guy was doing an X-Pac gimmick. Like, he changed, like, his gear to, like, X-Pac's gear. He's wearing a mask with a tongue hanging out of it. He had the headband. And he was doing all Shawn Waltman shit. He was doing the spin kicks. He did the Bronco Buster. And Waltman just kept going, "This is kind of weird. I've never seen a guy do my stuff in front of me." It's kind of a compliment. He sucks, but
which promotion is this for?
Chikara.
Oh.
So they had the reunion of the Spirit Squad as well.
Oh, and who was there? Lenny Dykstra?
Yeah, it was Kenny, it was Mikey. And the guy that retired, that isn't Dolph Ziggler.
I thought there was more of them.
There was like four of them. Oh, there was Johnny. Johnny wasn't there either. It was just the three of them.
Mondo that was there, right?
Mondo was there. Yeah, Mikey. Some of them are obviously really out of shape because they don't wrestle that much anymore.
Mm-hmm. They got a payday, though. They got a paycheck.
They got a bit of a payday.
Yeah. A little payoff.
Yep. And great tournament so far. I know who won it, but I won't spoil it. So you can watch those at smartmarkvideo.com. And that's that. So, have you been watching any TNA?
I'm trying to keep up. I might be a little bit behind right now.
TNA has made the switch to Wednesdays.
Okay, yeah. Have they made the switch what's it called? Taz. Have they switched Taz yet? Have they kicked Taz out of the booth?
No, Taz is still doing commentary, unfortunately.
I'm just joking. I like Taz because... you know why I like Taz? Because about every 30 seconds he says, I digress.
Pardon me. I never noticed that.
What's going on with you, Sneezy?
Oh, always this time of night.
Are you kidding me? I never noticed your eyebrows move, Mr. Caterpillar, Mr. Peter Gallagher. But you never noticed Taz say I digress? Okay, well, pay attention for it because it's every 30 seconds.
We'll have to do a Teddy Ted Show drinking game. Every time Taz says I digress, drink.
You will be drunk. You'll be drunk like at the Maple Leaf Gardens drunk.
Oh, yeah. Again, I don't think I've actually stopped. So, but, yeah, so shall we wrap it up? Anything else you want to talk about?
Nope.
So if you like the show, hit like underneath. Leave us a review. If you're listening to us on iTunes, 5 stars. You can email us at tinytightshow@gmail.com.
Hey, check out our Instagram and our Twitter at tinytightshow.
So until next time, I am Mike Batchelor.
I'm Zach Selleck, Chad Santana.
And I'm Leroy Goddamn Della Rosa. So until next time, tiny tights are aye.
Tights win fights.
Booyah.